This last time we played Green Bay, we had a bunch of runs, and against New England, we ran the ball. So, you know, we hope to keep a good balance from this point out. You know, playing the future of our football is a good balance, as Marcus told you throughout the week, of run, play action, and drop back pass, and not being as heavy, just dropping back as much.
When you guys sat down and looked at the first half of the season during the bye, is there a reason that it skewed a little more pass happy?
You know, like we said earlier in the season, we were playing some teams that flat people didn't run against, and so we chose, in order to win the game, we felt like we should throw it more than we should run it, and that's how a lot of those games got. And then in a couple games that we planned on running it, we got down by a couple touchdowns, and you have to throw it to get back in it sometimes. So as long as we can keep balance, we're going to do everything we can to keep the balance in the game.
When you look at the Packers and their run defense, mm-hmm. have they done anything differently or improved at all since you played them in week four?
You know what we've noticed on tape is they've had some guys rotating in throughout the year, just like our offensive line, and their defensive line has done the same. So, but what you've seen is them get better at their techniques through this last period. Since we played them last, so you know it'll be our work will be cut out for us, and they've just gotten better at their technique.
What are your impressions of AJ Hawk?
Impressions of AJ Hawk? He's been a good player for a long time, and he leads the group. You can see him making most of the calls and getting everybody on the right page, and I know he's a big leader in their locker room. He seems refreshed, and you know, everybody on the team has gotten an opportunity to watch what happened throughout the season. You know, they spend so much time during the week getting ready for the next opponent. They study themselves, and then they go right into the next opponent right away. So what it's given everybody is an opportunity, the bye week, that is given people an opportunity to study themselves, and I think it's helped Jay as well as everyone.
Is there any watchword or thought for him going forward? Is there, you know, is it turnovers? Is it accuracy? Is it everything?
Well, it's like any position. It's fundamentals and techniques, and are you doing your job the way it's supposed to be done within the offense? And we're making a big point for all 11 guys playing on the field of let's make sure we're running the offense and doing our job. And that's been a huge emphasis this week.
You feel like you guys can get a win here, that you can get this thing kind of back headed in the right direction, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right where we are today is, did we win today's practice? And tomorrow will be the same way, and come Sunday it will be, do we win this game? And we really feel like if you just stack good day after good day and game after game, we can pull this out. You know, the thing about playing quarterback in the National Football League is you're relying on 10 other guys. You're not shooting a free throw in a basketball game. You're actually relying on a guy to block. You're relying on a guy to run the route right. You're relying on everyone to get lined up correctly. So it's impossible, really, to feel like it's one guy. And that's what the off week showed us, that it's not one guy and what we knew already, but it emphasized it, and we're able to emphasize it to each guy individually. This is what we need to do to be better, and that's what we've been practicing this week. And not that we haven't been practicing that all along, but we could put an exact emphasis over an 8-game study.
The self-scouting process that you guys did last week, did anything in particular stand out to you that either you didn't expect or really stands out as the main theme?
No, I just think it just enlightened everyone to a point that they could see it more clearly, You know, it was things we've coached all along, and it just gave everybody an opportunity to spend more time on it.